Hello, this is Dr. Jeff Craig, Superintendent of the West Aurora Schools, welcoming you to episode 36 of the West Aurora 129 podcast. As the President and CEO of VNA Healthcare, today's guest has steered the organization into becoming the largest community health center in suburban Chicago, serving over 80,000 patients with comprehensive care. A fellow of the American Academy of Nursing, our guest also serves on the DuPage Health Coalition Board, the Kane County Health Advisory Committee, the Aurora University Board, and the Home Health, Home Services, and Home Nursing Advisory Board of the Illinois Department of Public Health. Linnea Wendell, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That's quite the mouthful for a resume. You know what, probably a lot of folks don't know, I didn't know some of these myself, and I've known you for several years now. But for our folks that are listening at home, can you share a little bit more than what we've just been able to read about who you are and some of your background?
Sure. I grew up in Hinckley, just west of here, of course.
Absolutely. Hinckley, Big Rock.
Yeah, Hinckley, yeah. Big Rock. And spent most of my childhood was growing up there and went to college at Illinois Wesleyan in Bloomington. And did a little bit of nursing work in Boston after college, and then came back here. And I've spent most of my career at VNA. I'm a mother and a grandmother now. And
congratulations!
Thank you. Yeah, and a lot of busy time taking care of now my golden doodle Pepper, who's just turning two, and keeping her out of trouble, like eating the woodwork.
Yes, so. Coming out of the puppy stages.
Yeah. So yeah.
And we're experiencing a sheepadoodle.
Oh.
She is 17 months old, so she's. We're getting her off the woodwork, but still have some challenges ahead of us, that's for sure. You know, I don't know that people know the acronym VNA, but Visiting Nurses Association is the full title. And VNA has been around for almost as long as Westworld. We've been here since 1868. Mm. But if anyone that's listening, we have a pretty good following. What would you want them to know about VNA, about what you do, the services you provide?
Sure. So as you mentioned, we've been serving in Aurora a long time, since 1918, and started off with a combination of clinic and home nursing services. And that's where that name, Visiting Nurse Association, came from. And over the years, the clinics evolved and our work in home care evolved. And today, we have clinics across Aurora and across the suburban Chicago area. We have 16 primary care clinics. So we're providing family practice, internal medicine, obstetrics, pediatrics, and a wide variety of other health care services. Because we had been known for so many years as Visiting Nurse Association, and for short, people just called us VNA.
Yes.
We've kept the VNA and just put healthcare since it encompasses so much in addition to visiting nurse services these days as 80,000 patients across our sites.
That's a lot of service area. And I don't think people realize the number of facilities that are out there spread out across the suburban area. So it's impressive. And I think you're about to embark on a fairly new one coming up.
Yes, we are. We are leasing space at what was the Copley Hospital, the former Copley Hospital.
Yes.
And we will have family practice, internal medicine, immediate care, obstetrics and pediatrics, podiatry, mental behavioral health, all at that location, early 2025. And so we're excited about that. And of course, we're excited about the collaboration we have with you. And, you know, by the time we do all of these, we'll be at 5 health centers across Aurora, 3 very large centers, and 2 associated with the school districts.
That's incredible. And that's another great anchor in our community. So we appreciate what you guys bring to the table.
Well, thank you.
You know, you mentioned a little bit about our partnership, and we're excited to, and I say imminent with ? because we've had some trials and tribulation about the opening of the VNA Healthcare School-Linked Health Center. And I still have a hard time saying it this way, but I know it's the Jeff Craig Family Resource Center that hopefully will impact our students' well-being. And I understand that there is still a process as VNA Healthcare is seeking that certification for the school-linked health center, because that's a very, it's not a loose topic. That's a very specific terminology.
Mm-hmm.
So many of our, with the school linked health center, many of our listeners may not be familiar with that. Can you shed some light on what that does and the function that it provides?
Sure, sure. You know, as you mentioned, the school linked health center is a certification that we're seeking with the state of Illinois. We will be doing that over the coming weeks. And that model really affords a lot of convenience for students and their families, because under this model, we're able to work with families to have their consent and be able to provide medical and other healthcare services on site in the school linked health center during the school day, and students with that advance approval from their parents can get medical care, and the parents don't have to be present, which means a lot of convenience for families.
Absolutely.
And ability to see them right away and get needs taken care of, and if they're feeling well enough, go back to school and back to class. So that's the great thing about this model.
Yeah, very much in-time care, and I think the other you mentioned a couple times about the consent. So if we have a four-year-old that needs some attention and the parent gives that consent when they're four, they don't have to give consent again. We don't have to bother them. We don't have to have them come in and provide any type of follow-up all the way through the year of graduation, which is a really nice option for them.
It's great. Yes.
So you talked about some general health care. Can you talk about what our families that do give their consent, what kind of healthcare services should they expect would be provided for their kids?
Yeah, there will be a nurse practitioner there, and she's able to evaluate, assess the medical situation, and provide that medication and treatment, whatever is needed. There will be social work, and so counseling will be available part-time at this location, as well as nutrition services, so counseling on an individual basis. We also sometimes do small classes, so all of those services will be available.
Really well-rounded.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I can't emphasize enough, underscore, highlight, bolden, the fact that this is a great service for our 129 families.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I know I'm very excited, and a lot of our folks in our organization are excited about it. You know, people within our community of almost 12,000 students and their families don't all come from the same place. And sometimes accessibility is a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's going to be question marks about this. People will say, oh, we get services, but what's my obligation as a family member or guardian?
Mm-hmm.
Can you help talk about how the health center can ensure that all students, regardless of their insurance status and their ability to pay, how they can access these services that they might need in time?
Sure. So accessibility is a really important element in the way that we provide care. And accessibility can mean everything from the hours that you're open, and in this case, the hours of the school hours. It can mean things like transportation, and of course, we have plans with that.
Yes.
And it also is about payment. And so it's very important for people to understand that while we have contracts with a lot of insurance plans, we have contracts with the Medicaid insurance plans as well, it is not necessary to have insurance. We serve everyone, regardless of whether they have insurance. In fact, a large percentage of the people that we serve do not have any insurance. And then it's based on a sliding fee scale. And of course, that's kind of unique in a school setting. And so the manager on duty really works with the student and family on that on an individual basis. But it's based on that sliding fee scale, and no one is turned away because of inability to pay.
And that's got to provide a ton of confidence for families.
Yes.
To know that if their child needs help, they're not going to be refused, and they will work through the payment process based
right.
on their ability. That's awesome. You know, I want to, you touched a little bit on the transportation piece, and that's an mm-hmm. important aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes accessibility is just, how do we get there?
Mm-hmm.
We know it's out there. We just can't get to it. And I think that's something that we take some pride in, being able to provide that transportation, whether it's from the schoolhouse to the health center or from their home to the health center, depending on how we do that. And I want to highlight a little bit about where people can access some of that information. So if there's a request that would come through some of our links on our website, the VNA website, We're going to be posting the office number, the office hours. Parent and guardian can schedule appointments, but we're also going to be providing a healthcare assistant to be on site to help coordinate the logistics of getting on and off transportation. How do we access? So when the medical experts make a recommendation, make a determination, and make a referral to the larger facilities, what does that look like and how do we get that communicated? I think those are important pieces.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you talked a little bit about a couple of the folks that will be on site. Can you give us a little more in-depth behind the scenes about what people can expect to see, the expertise that people, your mm-hmm. folks will be providing that are on site there?
Mm-hmm. So our overall structure, we have a medical director for all of our school-based and school-linked health centers. So as a resource for the clinical staff who are in the clinics, that pediatrician is available for them to contact, and she has, on an as-needed basis, I should say, she's available, as well as regular communication with the staff that work in the school-based and school-linked health centers. Christine Schwemmen is the manager of all of the school-linked and school-based health centers. She will regularly be stopping in, and then there will be a nurse practitioner on site, and that will be every day. There will be a nurse practitioner, a family practice nurse practitioner available and seeing patients throughout the day. And then several times per week, we expect to have the social worker available doing counseling, working with students in that way. And then we will be having part-time nutritionist services, too, for that individual or small group counseling.
Mm-hmm. I'll probably be very repetitious, but I know that having that expertise, those providers available for our, because we continue to see a greater need in our schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to play a critical role, which leads me to our next area that I'd like to move us to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to follow up with some of my thoughts, but I would like to really hear your perspective on, because you've done this in a couple places in terms of whether it's a school-based or school-linked health center. What would be your expectations? What would be your hopes of this school-linked health center on the health well-being, which leads to some potential academic success mm-hmm. for our students of 129?
Right. So, you know, of course, families are welcome and do often use our clinics throughout Aurora. But the benefit of having this during the school day and under the certification of a school-linked health center is for students to be able to be seen as needed during the school day without a parent having to bring them to the clinic. It's that element that's different from other VNA clinics, and it adds to the convenience, of course, for the families and the students. And because it is immediate care and can often be managed right then, and many times the student can return to class, that having that care immediately available really helps with absenteeism. That's a big goal, along with health outcomes, of course, for the students. And you know, ultimately, we're aiming to make sure that students have what they need, whether it's school sports physicals, immunizations, management of sometimes chronic conditions like asthma or diabetes. All of those kinds of things can be managed in a school-linked health center. And so doing that kind of in that timely way, you know, is a great benefit. And ultimately, our aim is to help students be as healthy as they can be, to make it convenient for families, to reduce absenteeism.
You know, and I concur 100%. I think what probably was the impetus for reaching out to you and to VNA to partner in this adventure, we sometimes will exclude by state law 400-500 students for extended stay because they don't have the appropriate immunizations or vaccines or physicals. Or kids are missing 2, 3, 4 weeks at a time because parents don't have access. There isn't that provider during the day where they can't afford to take off of work. They can't afford to miss or they don't have transportation. And I think this is a partnership that helps our entire community. And I hope that it, as you said, returns our kids to our classroom in a timely basis. But I think from an overall health standard, it raises all of those expectations. So we are really, really proud to be a partner with you folks. And I think this is going to be a great boon for our district and for our community. So thank you for being a part of that journey that we've been on for a while.
Well, we're just thrilled to be starting soon and look forward to our long partnership, really, and helping students be as healthy as they can be and helping the community as a result.
Absolutely. So I want to thank you again, Linnea Wendell from VNA, for being here, but also for sharing your expertise and your resources. It's been incredible.
Well, thank you. We're thrilled about our partnership.
Looking forward to it and coming soon, right?
That's right.
We'll have a big to-do when that happens.
For sure.
Well, please remember that you can find us wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, SoundCloud, and the TuneIn Radio app. We'll see you next time.